The Founder's Key, the divine and natural connection between the Declaration and the Constitution, and what we risk by losing it. By Larry P. Arne. Narrated by Jeffrey Kafer. Copyright 2012 by Larry P. Arne. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Thomas Nelson Publishing and was produced in the year 2012 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. The Argument. 1. Eternal, yet new. The second day of July 1776 will be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the Day of Deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. John Adams, writing to his wife on July 3, 1776, the day after the Declaration of Independence was adopted by the Continental Congress. It is not so common for nations to have birthdays. What is the birthday of England, for example? When did there begin to be a France or a China or an India? Old and wonderful places, their beginnings are lost in the mists of time. What they are today is connected to their past in ways we can hardly guess. In the United States, we have a birthday, the 4th of July. This birthday is unusual simply for the fact of its existence, but also for another reason. On the one hand, it is a specific day marked in memory of specific things done by specific people in a specific place.